From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The top American military commander in Iraq and the top U.S. diplomat there told two Senate committees today that the surge in U.S. forces in Iraq has made progress. But, they said, that progress, while significant, is also reversible. General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker told the senators that troop reductions should stop in July, and at that time there should be a 45-day period of evaluation. General Petraeus wouldn't say how long he thought it might be before any more reductions could be made. This was a return appearance by the two men, and General Petraeus referred the senators to his prior testimony.
Since Ambassador Crocker and I appeared before you 7 months ago, there has been significant but uneven security progress in Iraq. Since September, levels of violence and civilian deaths have been reduced substantially. Al-Qaeda, Iraq, and a number of other extremist elements have been dealt serious blows. The capabilities of Iraqi security force elements have grown, and there has been noteworthy involvement of local Iraqis in local security. Nonetheless, the situation in certain areas is still unsatisfactory, and innumerable challenges remain. Moreover, as events in the past 2 weeks have reminded us, and as I have repeatedly cautioned, the progress made since last spring is fragile and reversible.
Ambassador Ryan Crocker echoed Petraeus' assessment. Iraq has come a long way, but it could yet come undone. And he addressed a subject that several senators asked about, the role of Iran.
Iran continues to undermine the efforts of the Iraqi government to establish a stable, secure state through the training of criminal militia elements engaged in violence against Iraqi security forces, coalition forces, and Iraqi civilians.
The chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, pressed General Petraeus on troop levels. If there's a drawdown through July and then a period of evaluation, what's the best case?
If all goes well, what would be the approximate number of our troops there at the end of the year? Let's assume conditions permitted things to move quickly. What, in your estimate, would be the approximate number of American troops there at the end of the year? Can you give us an just say if you can't give us an estimate.
All right, sir, I can't, can't give you an estimate.
You're not going to give us an estimate on that.
For some protesters in the audience, Petraeus' answers were unsatisfactory. One man shouted, "Bring them home."
If you could please, we're asking the audience, if you could bring the gentleman out. I'm afraid we're going to have to ask him to leave.
Republican John Warner of Virginia reminded the two men of the question that he had put to Petraeus back in September.
I would hope that you could frame a short message at this moment, both of you, to the American people in response to the same question I asked of you last year, General. Is all this sacrifice bringing about a more secure America?
In September, Petraeus said, frankly, he didn't know. Today?
Well, I've thought more than a bit about that, Senator, since September. And though I continue to think it's a question perhaps best answered by folks with a broader view and ultimately will have to be answered by history, I obviously have thoughts on it. And on the importance of
2 minutes into the general's answer, Senator Warner interrupted.
What are important objectives?
My clock is moving pretty quickly. It was a fairly simple question. Does that translate into a greater security for those of us at home?
And General Petraeus made a more positive answer.
Senator, I do believe it is worth it, or I would not have, I guess, accepted. You know, you do what you're ordered to do, but you sometimes are asked whether you would like to or willing to take on a task. And I took on the task of the privilege of command of Multinational Force Iraq because I do believe that it is worth it, and I do believe the interests there are of enormous importance, again, to our country, not just to the people of Iraq and the people of that region and the world.
General Petraeus talked about Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki's offensive in Basra. John McCain asked him what the lesson was that 1,000 Iraqi troops defected or underperformed.
Well, one lesson, Senator, is that relatively new forces, what happened was in one case a brigade that literally had just come out of unit set fielding was pressed into operation. The other lesson is a recurring one, and that is the difficulty of local police operating in areas where there is serious intimidation of themselves and of their families.
Suffice to say, it was a disappointment.
It was, although it is not over yet, Senator.
Also noteworthy about today's testimony was that all of the presidential contenders participated. During the Armed Services Committee hearing, Republican McCain spoke out forcefully against a withdrawal of U.S. forces. He said a premature withdrawal would constitute a failure of political and moral leadership. Later, Senator Hillary Clinton reiterated her support of a prompt, phased withdrawal.
I think it's time to begin an orderly process of withdrawing our troops, start rebuilding our military, and focusing on the challenges posed by Afghanistan, the global terrorist groups, and other problems that confront America.
And in the afternoon, Senator Barack Obama had his chance for questions during the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing. He said the Iraqi government needs to be held accountable.
I think that increased pressure in a measured way, in my mind, and this is where we disagree, includes a timetable for withdrawal. Nobody's asking for a precipitous withdrawal, but I do think that it has to be a measured but increased pressure.
Tomorrow, the general and the ambassador return to Capitol Hill for House committee hearings.